Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Men, find relief from BPH with a new Aquablation therapy from Baptist Memorial Hospital, North Mississippi. Embrace life again with the only real-time water jet treatment for men with BPH. Call 662-234-1448 and get better with Baptist.
Fans from every SEC school and beyond. The latest morning headlines and sports talk hosts that call it like they see it. Welcome to the People's Sports Talk Show. Contact the guys at 331-2508 on the Elite Realty text line. Now, here's today's edition of Mississippi Sports Today.
Man, good Thursday morning to you live from the Surf Pro Studio, Mississippi Sports Today, presented by Tupelo Coca-Cola and featuring our Thursday trio. Good to have him back in the house. Our good buddy Drew Belt, Tupelo Country Club, teacher pro.
Good morning.
Ready for a day of golf lessons, sir?
Yeah, it's a little overcast, a little drizzly, but I like the temperature.
Yeah, me too, man.
It'll just stay here.
Fake spring is upon us. Yeah, I love it. And also alongside from ESPN, the SEC Network, David Dillard.
Good morning. And it is above 60, and we're in shorts.
You are? Indeed.
Above 60.
You
reached the threshold.
Got a busy week this week?
Actually, this is our last weekend off until...
Because baseball is coming next weekend.
Baseball comes next weekend. Yep. I got to do a women's basketball tonight.
Yep. Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
Get to that later.
Mm-hmm. And then I'm off for 3 days.
Wow. A whole three days. Yeah. When the sports overlap, you guys.
Now, we counted up the other day, starting on the 18th, from the 18th of February to the 5th of March, I think we have 3 days off.
Ooh. Wow. Yeah, because there's more than basketball,
and baseball, softball.
Yeah,
there's a weekend, the first Saturday of March, we have a baseball, two softballs, and a basketball.
Wow. All right.
We gave up the basketball.
It's good to be busy, though.
No texting you, huh?
Yeah. I'm not going to answer, but yeah, text away.
Good to have David aboard
please
today.
Colmeyer's going to be in, speaking of Will.
Hey, Will, Will Colmeyer.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Will's got all of those softballs.
I got a lot of softball. Heading to La Tech this weekend for some basketball.
Were your ears burning yesterday?
I had a twitch.
Yeah.
Maybe that was...
Coach Collier from ICC was talking about... That guy.
Man.
We had a great time. I want to thank Adam Gore.
Saw the photos.
Dr. Allen. Bobby brought us out there in Celebrity Sprinter. It was a great... If every day was like yesterday, man, it'd be... Life would be...
Pick us all up every morning.
Every morning in the Celebrity Sprinter. It was fantastic.
I like that.
Like the school bus coming around.
Yeah. We got, treated with royal treatment yesterday. Red carpet, if you will.
You expect that
at ICC. Adam Gore had us over along with... Of course, the coaches that we interviewed, in addition to Coach Collier and Dr. Kayson and Coach Macon. So it was a big day. They had a lot of...
That's a good signees.
Yeah, really did. And so thank you to ICC for a great day yesterday. We have a very special guest on the program today, I believe, in Mississippi Sports Today first, gentlemen. I'll let Drew, since he got the connection and made this happen today. I don't believe we've ever had the coach of a number one ranked team... In college.
We'd have to check the history
on our program. I don't think we have.
Yeah.
Today we have?
Coach Chris Malloy from the Ole Miss men's golf team. He's got a team over there in Oxford, Mississippi right now.
Yes, he does.
He's got some dudes on his team.
He has been over, a little more than 10 years now. I believe this is
11th. 11th season.
One of the most successful runs in the history of the – if not definitively.
The most successful run in Ole Miss golf history. It's a golf school.
Yeah, when you look at what the women have done.
Yeah, you got a national championship in the women. You got the number one ranked men.
Now, we did have the women's coach on.
Yep.
Yeah, Corey Hinkes.
Corey Hinkes. Mm-hmm. And that was prior to winning the national title, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And today, Coach Malloy, as they embark on a tournament starting on Monday in Puerto Rico.
Tough.
I was amazed at how many teams are in this tournament and have
a chance to go to Puerto Rico in February.
Yeah, they're six SEC teams, maybe four or five Big Ten teams.
And it's pretty cool. The women just got done in Puerto Rico 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Big SEC field down there. They finished second, tied for second with Vanderbilt. Arkansas ended up having a great final round. And so they just got back, and the men are going there, and then we'll ask Coach Malloy where he's going to go next after this.
Right, ranked number one, and want to go over those rankings before we get him on, because I'm curious as to the SEC sort of influence in those. And
They're really good at golf.
Yeah.
They're really good at golf.
Big surprise, huh, guys?
Saber. Yeah, no doubt.
You look at the guys on tour, and there's so many SEC alums.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Look at the leaderboard every weekend.
Alabama, Auburn.
Yeah, Alabama right away.
Georgia.
Yeah.
All right, we'll get with Coach Malloy at the bottom of the hour. You say hello this morning on the Elite Realty text line, 331-2508. Let's go over the scores from last night, SEC men's basketball. There's some good games last night.
It really was.
Tennessee gets by Missouri. They dodged a bullet. 85-81 over Missouri. Missouri didn't score in the first 5:13 of this game, and they led by 6 at halftime. But Tennessee got it done late,
thanks to the three, right,
yep.
guys?
Yep.
You can take care of business. When 10 out of 15.
10 of 15
from 66%
from
3-point. That'd be good for layups. Just in the paint, go 10 for 15.
Right, the free throws.
Yes,
you get 10 of 15. And my thing is, why don't you just shoot 15?
Yeah, no doubt.
You need to be putting up 30 if you're that. You know, consistent from beyond the arc.
No question.
It seems like every time I turn on Tennessee, they're squeaking one out right at the end.
I know.
They're doing what needs to be done in that last four or five minutes, and that's been their key to success.
How about that? Arkansas gets their second in a row with a 78-70 win over Texas last night. You talk about good shooting. At the free throw line, they pretty much couldn't. And look at that number there. The free throws in the last minute of the game.
You know that took 20 minutes to play.
I was like, that was the longest 62 seconds in history.
How about, to step back, did you see Missouri call a timeout with 1 second left to try to set up a 4-point play? And I thought, there's no way. And they almost got the foul. I mean, it could have happened.
Why wouldn't Tennessee just all stand underneath the basketball hoop? I don't get it.
Well, that was brought up.
There you go.
Well, just don't move.
Don't move.
Don't
exactly.
touch anybody.
Just stand there.
No.
Yeah.
Well, I want to talk. I mean, free throws, right? That's how you seal the deal. If you can, if you're a team that can make some free throws, you're going to win a lot of games, because at the end, that's how teams get back into it when they clank them. But yeah, 11 of 13. You talked about the last minute. 11 out of 13 at the line, and all of a sudden, Coach Cal, they got something. They got
a little something brewing.
A little something brewing in Fayetteville
right now.
Took down the Kentucky team on Saturday.
Right,
the Mighty Cats up there at Rupp.
Yep. And they were an underdog in this Texas game. They had a 23-point lead at one point with about 13 minutes left. And Texas comes back, gets within 5 in the final minute, and they had to foul, and it cost them, you know, the game there as Arkansas knocked them down. Georgia, winners over. LSU is just so bad. Yeah. LSU has one win in 9 games in conference.
Yeah, that's where Ole Miss will be going.
They are
1-4-9
in conference. And that's second worst to, of course, South Carolina, who's 0-4.
Georgia's pretty good at home this year.
Yeah, they have
13-1, and they'll be hosting Mississippi State on
Michael
Saturday.
White's team looked good last night. I watched the first half. I didn't see the second half.
But 5 o'clock tip from Athens. The game can be heard on 95.9 or the 4:30 pregame on Saturday. LSU is a team that would be hosting Ole Miss. Here's a road win, you know, gettable.
It's a road win you need.
Yeah.
Absolutely. They'll host Ole Miss at 7:30 on Saturday night. We'll have the pregame right here on Super Talk at 7. There are 9 teams below 500 in conference play in men's basketball. Yet there are 13 that are suspected to be tournament teams. Isn't that crazy?
That's how strong the conference is.
That is incredible.
You're going to have a really good basketball. Mississippi State's a good example.
Yeah, they're a really good team. They're not a great team, though. I mean, you got to be able to finish some of these and play better. I mean, that thing was just embarrassing the other day. Even Chris Jans talked about that against Missouri. But that's why we talk about it so often. The margin of error is so small. I mean, you got to bring your A game if you hope to win.
And we had a graphic a couple of weeks ago on the show that – basically, every game left on the Ole Miss schedule, that's who I handle, was a quad one game.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's how you make the tournament sub 500 conference level. Everybody you're playing is a quad one win if you can pull it off.
Absolutely. Build that resume.
Let's go to the Elite Realty text line for some thoughts from our listeners. Thank you very much. With the performance of the Rebels put up against Kentucky, looks like they're dangerous right now, especially if Morrell is getting hot. Looking ahead, it looks like Beard will have to hit the portal hard because he'll be losing all its starters. That's our good friend Jared in New Albany. Thank you, sir. Good point.
It's definitely going to be a rebuild year when portal time comes around.
I'll tell you what, for like three quarters of that game before Kentucky made a couple of runs in that second half, I mean, if Ole Miss could just put that in a can and take that out.
I'm telling you.
They could easily make that second
weekend
of the NCAA.
That first half was the best first half of basketball I've seen all
54.
Year.
54. Points,
crazy.
And 98 was, I believe, the second highest total of the. I think they scored 100 on Oral Roberts or somebody. But
they broke 100 one time this year.
All right, polar bear staying with the Mets. A 2-year deal for $54 million.
I
says
saw that.
The man of Swamp. Yes, that was announced yesterday. You hit that big home run against, who was that?
The Brewers.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
We were down to the final strike to advance to the next round, and then Devin Williams.
Polar Pete.
Man, uncoiled on it.
Hottie toddy. Happy hottie toddy. One turnover Thursday from Ricky in Aberdeen. Yeah.
24 assists and one turnover.
I've never heard that.
You'd almost think that stat's a misprint if you pulled it up online and somebody didn't do this right.
That's a well-played game. And Kentucky only had eight, I think.
If you can protect the ball like that, you can win some games you're not supposed to.
Yeah. Shoot the lights out.
Yeah.
Here's a question from Mr. West. Let's have some fun with our trivia today.
Oh. Here we go.
Scratch your heads a little bit. Saquon Barkley was the number two pick in the 2018 NFL draft. Is headed to the Super Bowl since 1990. There have been only two running backs drafted in the top two picks of the NFL draft to make it to the Super Bowl since 1992. Not Derrick.
92.
Not Derrick Henry. No.
Since 92, so it has to be somebody in the 90s.
It's got to be somebody in the 90s. I'm going back through.
Since 1990.
We're not talking about like Emmitt Smith. He wasn't drafted that high, though, was he?
Was he?
Probably.
Probably was.
Yeah, I would go with that.
Emmitt was.
Don't have that look on your face, dude.
That's a dumb look right there. At the radio.
Was Emmitt 93? 93?
Yeah, 93.
Yeah, he would be in the
93 class.
He would fall in the window, I believe. All right, we put forth Emmitt Smith. You got an idea on that? 331-2508. It's going to be some.
Will's over here in deep thought.
What about the
computer is in over. There's steam coming out of his ears. He's just staring at the wall.
Well, I know I got the reputation of just throwing out names and naming everyone, so I got to just kind of be careful. I got to tap the brakes.
What about
sometimes.
The dude for Georgia that played? Okay. This could take a while.
How high did Thurman Thomas get drafted?
Not that high.
I don't think he was that high.
Big game for Gators versus Auburn Saturday. Could be a huge win for us. Swamp is full on in some Florida basketball. And, well, he
Florida
should.
Florida basketball is playing strong basketball.
Yes. Yeah, we have that on our schedule. The SEC, man, a power play on the Plains, Will.
I love that.
Six Auburn, one six Florida, and one Auburn at 3 p.m. How about the next one? Saturday. Top 20 tussle in Como. That's the best I could
think.
Yeah.
That's fine.
That's good.
Texas A&M, very dangerous team. Look out for them. They'll be at 15th ranked Missouri Saturday.
Top 10, Texas A&M.
Another alliteration.
And they sort of just inched themselves along.
They have quietly moved into the top 10.
And nobody's talking about them.
No.
I mean, they find a way. I mean, just that thing probably still stings a bit. For Ole Miss fans from a couple weeks ago.
Hey, listen.
Tuesday night, my phone was blowing up in the last 5 minutes. Here we go. Here it comes. Yeah. You know, they close it at 12.
The collapse.
I just had to turn it upside down and not look at it because it's just blowing up. And I'm like, just calm down.
Right. All right. Tonight, some juicy matchups in the SEC. One, a non-conference game.
Yeah.
This is a big one.
Number 5, UConn at number 19, Tennessee. Wow.
A couple perennial powers. Yes.
Indeed.
Yeah, no doubt. Can you believe that Tennessee coach came back and was coaching 1 week after she had a baby? Yeah,
right.
So strong.
She's setting the tone for the team.
Oh, my gosh.
She's like, hey.
Raising the bar, man. I'm like, gosh. Hey, can't believe that.
Look at this. Oklahoma and Ole Miss matchup tonight at 6:30. Rebs are fifth in the SEC at 6-3. And Oklahoma's very good. You've probably seen them, or at least highlights. But Will brought with him today a cheddar bite involving this game.
I like it's, a cheddar bite.
It's time for Will's cheddar bites.
Yes, we could get a sponsor for that. But yes, I think, you know, when I was thinking about that Ole Miss Oklahoma game tonight, and of course Ole Miss trying to go after another top 25 win after coming off that win against Vandy. But I remember turning the clock back to 2007.
Ooh.
Remember Armenti Price from Myrtle? Just one of the true sweethearts.
One of the great, great people.
Yes.
And one of the greatest people.
And who else was on that team?
The Lindsey King? Yeah, Lindsey King,
Roy,
who does the games for Ole Miss, the analyst. But they beat, in the Sweet 16, they beat Oklahoma 90-82, and that sent them, that was Carol Ross, I believe, was coach back then, to the Elite Eight for the fifth time in school history, the first since 92. The Sooners were coming in. They were coming off a Big 12 title, but the Rebels just took care of business thanks to the former Myrtle Lady Hawk and Ole Miss legend Armenti Price. 31 points, and she had a double double in that game as well, but including 31 points.
And Armenti's one of the great people that you'll meet. Just solid.
She really is
great
person. In her high school numbers at Myrtle, of the scoring is just ridiculous.
She coast was to coast, steal it and go down.
Yeah,
she was so good.
Yes,
single handedly.
Oh man, always enjoyed working with her. She was the first
color
analyst.
Lindsay took over for Armenti when Armenti went to the team. So we both ladies were on that team.
Yes,
good stuff today.
Yeah.
All right.
And both great people to work with.
Mm-hmm. I mean, right? And you see that. You see, you could sort of tell with some of these players their leadership on the floor, sort of the way they interact with, you know, off the court, practice, and otherwise. You can almost point them out.
Yep. And
it's
going to
be a leader right there.
Right.
Sometimes their stat line doesn't show it, but it's stuff that they're doing, you know, back in the clubhouse, back in the locker room. The leadership they're showing.
Mm-hmm. And Armenti, you know, a lot of people forget, but she had a terrific career in the WNBA.
She did.
She did, yeah. She did.
All right. Let's see. Mississippi State tonight will host Arkansas. This is a big one for them. They need it. 3-6 in conference.
Yeah, you got to start winning some of these games. I mean, they're still in the field. I'm seeing a lot of the bracketologies, and they're still in there, but they need to, like we talked about earlier in the show, got to add to that resume, and they definitely need a win tonight down there at the hump.
And as we said, a number of other games, not much interest really in the other, but I believe every team in women's in the SEC is in action tonight. There are four SEC women's teams that are having fantastic seasons, guys. Four teams with two or fewer losses. Of course, LSU and South Carolina have one loss apiece. All of these teams are undefeated at home. South Carolina, LSU, Texas, and Kentucky. How about that?
Yeah. Well, of course, we all knew. I mean, it comes to mind right away, South Carolina.
South Carolina is going to be in that list every year.
Yeah. But Coach Schaefer, Vic Schaefer, he's done a wonderful job at Texas. And then, of course, Kentucky. You know, they had a new coach.
Yeah.
Was it last year? Done a nice job. And they're right up there where they were for so many years with Coach Mitchell.
All right, we talked about yesterday the signing day event at ICC. There are events all across North Mississippi. Mm-hmm. And, you know, used to, you'd have a kid go to the counselor's office and you know, take the fax it in. And you maybe got a little coverage on it. Maybe someone took a picture for the yearbook.
It's turned into a thing, man.
Now it's the unveiling.
It's a full production.
Right. And a kid will sit up there with eight hats or, you know, or something under his jacket and come out with it. And that was great to see yesterday. And it's really good to celebrate the accomplishments and the player's success.
Absolutely. It was always the toughest day. Always the toughest day. Because, I mean, there was always, you know, he had
too many.
Yeah, there's so many. And I kept on, I mean, they would call and say, hey, so-and-so, we're signing at 7:30. And 7:30.
And you have 4 minutes to fill.
Yes,
that's all you
exactly.
got. You got to get it all in 4 minutes.
I'm begging for extra time.
One of the best things you ever started was the crawl at the bottom of the screen. And just, here's everybody signing.
Yep.
That's the only way to do it.
That's incredible. Man, that was
many
that was
people
tough.
Unaware that Cheddar invented the crawl.
He invented the crawl.
Yeah.
He invented it at WTVA, I can promise you that.
All right. So we had eight, I believe, the number eight, from Tupelo. It was a busy day for theirs took forever because there were so many kids involved.
Next.
Yeah.
Next.
There were four who went and signed their letter of intent to East Mississippi.
Buddy Stevens is going to put a team together next year.
A little bit of a Tupelo feel to it, is he not?
It appears to be.
So was Northwest.
Yes.
They took four kids yesterday from Tupelo. So I think it was nine altogether. Kate Kilgore went to Northeast.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And that doesn't even count the one. Remember all the ones that signed back in December. And see, that December signing has taken some of the luster, some of the shine off of this one, which there obviously it used to be an early signing period.
Yesterday used to be the day that everybody had circled.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So, and if you have anyone that you would like to make mention of, celebrate them yesterday at signing day, let us know. Send
us. Hit the text line.
Yeah. Send us their name and school. To 331-2508. All right. When we return, we will have a conversation with Chris Malloy, coach of the Ole Miss Rebels, number one ranked in the nation, and about to head down to Puerto Rico for a huge tournament down there next week. And Drew's got insider information. We got if you got a question for Coach Malloy, and you know what the big thing with me, and we talked about this before we came on, Drew, is his Mississippi influence on his roster.
Really. I mean, he's done a really good job of recruiting the state first. So,
and you know, we've had this conversation about the women's team. Very few, even players from the South. I mean, you see,
it's just different,
or it seems that way to me.
Yeah, men's and women's are two different sports in golf, recruiting sports.
Yeah.
For sure.
All right. We'll get into that on the other side of our break and hopefully catch up with Coach Malloy via our phone line. Don't forget, guys, we're going to be at B-Dubs tomorrow. It's here, Will.
The pre-Super Bowl edition.
Yep.
Of the Pick Six Challenge.
Yep. It's the biggest one we've had because Mitchell Distributing, yesterday I was over there, and John Hamm and his team fixed me up with a ton of swag. And we're going to be giving it away. I'm talking about all kinds of stuff. So tomorrow, do yourself a favor. Come out, join us for lunch. We'll have Mississippi State and Ole Miss basketball tickets and a bunch of other good stuff. Mm. We're looking forward to it. Bottom of the hour timeout. Back after this with head coach Chris Malloy, the Ole Miss Rebel golf team.
Looking for a deal on the best burger you've ever had? It's BOGO Mania at B-Dubs. On Mondays and Wednesdays, get one Buffalo Wild Wings burger and get one free. Tuesday is BOGO Traditional Wings. Buy one and get 50% off. And Thursday is BOGO Free Boneless. Buy one, get one free. Burgers Mondays and Wednesdays, Traditional Wings on Tuesday, and Boneless on Thursday. Hurry, it's a limited time offer. It's BOGO Mania, only at Buffalo Wild Wings in the Tupelo Commons.
Hottie Toddy.
Swung on, fly ball, right field, that's a jack, it's gone, showers it, swing and a miss, he struck him out.
This is Ole Miss Baseball.
Picks it up, bare hand, throws to first, he got him, I can't believe it.
Catch all the action right here on your home for Rebels Baseball.
Your Hottie Toddy station, Super Talk 101.9.
It's Bobby Bascom from Automedic. Bobby, when you say we speak the language, what does that mean?
Just that, Craig. We speak foreign imports language, specializing in BMW, Mercedes, Audi, Lexus.
You mean you speak BMW?
Wir sprechen Deutsch.
Gesundheit!
Translation? We speak German imports, and we're local, so there's no need to drive hours to your dealer. Automedic 3552, Jeff Homan Boulevard in Tupelo. Reach us at 844-9379. We speak the language at Automedic.
Hi, this is Brian Rigby, owner of ServPro of Tupelo. ServPro is the nation's leader in cleaning and restoration. But here at home, we're more than that. We're neighbors helping neighbors, friends taking care of friends. Whether it's storm, flood, or fire damage, our pros will make it like it never even happened. Our staff has over 150 years combined experience in residential and commercial projects. Visit ServPro.com or call 690-6502. ServPro of Tupelo, here in your community, here to help.
What are you people?
Who are you?
featuring a different lineup of hosts every day and your comments on the Elite Realty text line. This is the People's Sports Talk Show. Now, back to more of Mississippi Sports Today on Super Talk 101.9.
Friday Junior Edition is... Enjoy a nice Thursday of spring-like weather, golfing weather. We might as well talk golf. And I'll let Drew, who's been good enough to extend an invitation, and sometimes I can't believe they're accepted, Drew, but introduce our guests.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we have Coach Chris Malloy from the Ole Miss men's golf team. He's in his 11th year at Ole Miss, and I like to call him the Dean of Coaches at Ole Miss. Good morning, Coach Malloy. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How are y'all?
Wonderful. We're great.
Awesome. Great to have you.
We are, you know, looking ahead at this coming tournament you have, but I want to look back a little bit with you, Coach, on the success over the past decade that Ole Miss men's golf has had with you coming on there. And just talk about what you did to build the program up to the level where we are now.
Yeah, and that's a great question. And listen, Drew knows this. I mean, he was over here as we were building it, you can, in this day and age, you can put a Band-Aid on things and kind of build prop a program up and have some immediate success. And we chose not to do it that way. When I got here in 2014, I knew that this was my long-term job, right? I wanted to build a good foundation, make sure we did it the right way so that it wasn't, okay, we're going to do it this year, but then we lose everybody and we're not going to be good, you know. So we wanted to build it for sustained success. And sometimes it takes a little bit longer, but, certainly we've had success during that time. You know, we had an individual national championship with Braden, and you know, we've only missed the NCAA tournament one time, 2016, since we've been here. So we've had some success. And I think last year to this year and beyond, we're really starting to hit our stride. We feel that the program is kind of where we envisioned, back when we first got here. But to your point, it takes a little bit of time.
Yeah, Coach, and last year, I believe you reached a program high of third-ranked team in the country, and this year, you are number one. What makes this team different than all the other teams that you've had? Because I think there's some different vibes going on this year.
Yeah, it's wild. We're not as deep as we've been in the past, and totally, it seems like every year, the mold of the team seems different, which I like, right? I mean, different personalities. You don't have a group of bombers, whereas we did a couple of years ago, and we were successful with that group. And this group's just, they're different. Last year, we rode the coattails of, Michael Assasso, and the rest of the guys, don't get me wrong, but, we really had just one guy that, was out in front. This group's way different. And I think, three of our first four events, maybe, we had a different medalist. Kai Meeks was, our low guy at Fallen Oak, our last event of the fall. But that played great. Cam Tinkersley, Cohen, Trolio. It's just what you need. You need five guys that are really pushing each other. And when you can roll up there to a tournament and truly have five guys that any of those five could win individually, that's when you're pretty good. And I think that's the difference with this team. I think last year maybe two or three guys that, going into an SEC, one of our big events, that could win individually. We truly have five this year.
Let's talk about Lasasso a moment, because as I understand, a transfer. You have a couple of transfers on your roster, Coach, and just with all the talk about transfer portal in the other sports, I just wonder how prevalent and how much that's affected your program in both positive and negatively.
Yeah, I don't think that it's affected it negatively so far. I mean, we've embraced it. And listen, do I you know, does the NIL stuff, does it drive me crazy? Do I agree with it? No, I don't. I mean, fundamentally, I don't love it. But it doesn't matter what I feel. It doesn't matter what my opinion is. You know, that's the environment that we're in, and we're going to try to maximize it, and we're going to play the game. And so we've been successful. You know, we had Evan Brown the first year that, you know, with this transfer stuff kind of going through and really the portal, you know, we had Evan Brown come in. He, you know, helped us get to, you know, NCAA finals, had our best program finish, I think, in, you know, 30 years. But he was a huge part of that. And then we added Hugo Townsend, you know, for a year, grad transfer, had a lot of success with Hugo and with Lasasso. Yeah, that's been huge. Cohen Trolio we added this year. Yeah, I think it's been nothing but positive for us. So it really doesn't matter how I feel about these kids transferring. I like a lot more loyalty. But I think you have to mix and match those two. I mean, I think you have to have a culture, and you build a culture by the guys that you get in here and out of high school and put some time into your program and know what we're about. Help you in that transfer portal, right? They help recruit these guys. And so you have a mix of both.
Coach, hey, this is Will Kohlmeyer. Always enjoy talking about your program, whether it's a Ole Miss SEC Network Plus broadcast or here on the show, and even thinking back to your playing days, when back in my TV days when you were there at Ole Miss. But I'm kind of, this might be one of the silliest or maybe the dumbest questions you'll get, at least today. But for so many of us, we've never felt, heck, we've never felt being a state champion, much less being ranked number one in the country. And I know there's all the meat left on the bone. You've got the whole season ahead of you. But what's it like to wake up in the morning first thing and you're like, wow, we're ranked number one in the country?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, I'd be lying if I said that I felt any way other than that. But as you mentioned, they don't hand out a mid-season award. You know, if we don't take care of our business at the end of the year, and you know, then it doesn't mean a ton. But here's what I'd say. As I told you guys before, there's been a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, hard work, you know, put in, you know, by myself, former assistants, you know, former players, current players, to get us to this moment. It validates what we've done. It validates all the things that we tried to tell recruits when we first got the job here, when you know, they would go visit, you know, these other blue blood, you know, programs of the SEC and throughout the country, of, you know, why would you ever get Ole Miss to be good at golf? Why would, you know, they're terrible. They're, you know, all these things. That's what I look back to. You know, if you talk about satisfaction, I mean, certainly I'm happy for my guys, but, you know, personal satisfaction, that's what I look back to and go, you know what, you know, the right thing. We've certainly come a long way. Work isn't done now. We're just, you know, now getting out there. And like I talked to our guys yesterday, we got a huge bullseye on our back, and I can't wait to get to Puerto Rico and then to Cabo. And you know, these first three events are kind of the who's who of college golf, and I can't wait to get to those tournaments and have the bullseye on our back. I mean, that's going to be awesome.
You know, you talk about some of the fruits of your labor here. You know, we have two players that made it in the PGA Tour for the first time. You have Braden Thornberry, won a national championship, took a few years to get there from the Corn Ferry. But then you have Jackson Suber, a recent graduate. You know, he already top-tended on the PGA Tour. So, you know, talk a little bit about them and how they keep in touch. And I know they're in Oxford a lot. So,
yeah, no, it's been so cool. And, yeah, Braden's been here this week. I mean, heck, he's gone to more Ole Miss basketball games this year than I think I have. Tuesday, he came in, played here for the Kentucky game, and was here yesterday. So he's here a lot more. He's now basing himself out of, you know, Olive Branch. He'll come here and practice. He'll practice between here and Memphis when he's not on the road. And then Suber spent most the entire off season back here, so he's he's between here and Jacksonville. But it's meant everything. I mean, it's so cool to see their success and to watch. I mean, Drew, you saw it, you know, with those guys, you know, when we recruited them and then, you know, when they were here, just develop as young men and start to have that success. As you mentioned, Braden, it's taken a little bit longer, but I think that can definitely help them. I think that, you know, Corn Ferry experience is good. It'll humble you very quickly, but it'll also identify what you need to get better at. And then, you know, Jackson's been a little more fortunate. Probably should have gotten his card even a year earlier, right? Should have had it a year ago and learned some valuable lessons down the stretch, that instead of kind of tucking his head and feeling sorry for himself, he used it, his knowledge and motivation for last year, you know, Corn Ferry and schedule, and man, got his card. And you know, I think he had tied for six, his first event out of the gates, which makes all the difference in the world for those guys to, you know, put that money and I think it's quick $300,000 in your pocket and then make another cut right out of the gates. Man, it takes so much pressure off, and I can't speak to how proud I am of both of those guys, and I know that is yet to come.
All right, Coach, you got this tournament next week in Puerto Rico. You mentioned Cabo. I mean, your job, most of us would envy your travel schedule, sir. But the field I looked at, I mean, it's rich in SEC, Big Ten. This is, you said, sort of a who's who next week in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, this one is this is a very good field. I think we have three or four top 10 teams that'll be in this one, and then, you know, Cabo and the Palma Valley event in San Diego. They're the best, you know, two fields in all college golf. So they'll be even better. I think there's about six or seven top 10 teams in California. So we can't wait. Again, I've tried to build this program to, you know, there's so many years we go to those events and, you know, we're kind of looking up and, you know, trying to figure out which team, you know, that we want to be. And, oh, that'd be cool to beat this team. And, man, that's our motivation to beat that team, to look up and realize, sure, the team to beat is awesome. We can't wait to get back and figure it out. Like, it'll be a long spring, and, you know, I know we're going to get kicked in the face at times. So I can't wait to see how this group reacts.
Well, we can't wait to follow this season, and we encourage everyone to find Ole Miss Golf, follow these, and a lot of Mississippi influence on your roster, Coach. We thought that was one of the things that really makes us proud is a lot of your guys are homegrown.
We love it. And listen, if we'd love to, you know, continue to lean on more and more in-state talent. I think guys like Drew Belt, Kyle Ellis and all the other, you know, pros are putting so many, you know, so much hard work into, you know, these junior programs, you know, will only help. So we start in the state of Mississippi in our recruiting efforts, and then we expand away from there. But yeah, I think this is like in the unicorn with as many really, really good players as we have on our team, you know, from our right now. And we've embraced it. We love it.
Well, we can't thank you enough for your time today. We wish you the best down there for the season ahead, and we're going to keep an eye on you and maybe catch up with you again during the season, Coach.
Would love to. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Thanks, yes, Coach.
Sir. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Head Coach Chris Malloy, the number one ranked Ole Miss Rebels. A little cellular phone issue there.
Yeah.
Understandable. We got the message.
Yeah, absolutely.
You could hear.
Yeah. And for him to – it's so interesting to be – ranked number one.
That's what I was saying. I know that's kind of a silly question, but
no,
I mean,
we never
would ever experience that. I mean,
but golf is a pressure game anyway,
oh,
and then
gosh.
You know that you've got the target on your back now that you're number one.
And what he said, I believe, about Suber, Drew, is a great lesson in golf, that he had some, you know, had some knocks, had some problems and some issues, but instead of, so he just sort of turned those into positives and got better and better, and that kind of a lesson for any amateur.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's kind of the sales pitch for the PGA Tour over the LIV, is it makes you grow up and become a man. you know, a little bit, yeah, where you have to struggle a little bit to make it.
That's why we're, that's why we can't play.
That's right.
Why
we can't. Exactly.
That's why we crumble sometimes.
I always like, tell Will, together we're one man.
Yes.
We're one pretty decent man. Apart, yeah.
I play you guys as one person, yeah, too.
You do.
And with a butter.
Yet again, this past, I don't know, if we get to Monday, I guess, beautiful day. We're enjoying it. Will goes on a heater.
On a heater.
And then you did what?
Well, at the end of the heater, I just talked some sense into Will a little bit.
Got in his head.
I went from playing David the best golf probably in my life to like the worst. Like I never picked up a club for a hole and a half.
I'm playing the three of you, and I'm going, man, I can't. This he's just grabbing on my. He's like this little yapping dog on my leg, and so finally I just got rid of you and beat you guys. But man,
start talking about Brandon Woodruff. Which, by the way, I mean, you got us an update. I mean, he's really looking forward to him.
He's leaving today to Arizona for spring training. He is super excited to go play some golf in Arizona.
Yeah. He's going to be wearing a Drew Belt hat too, Craig.
Yeah,
he's representing Team Belt.
Yeah. Well, if you're listening, best of luck to you, brother. Catch up with us sometime.
Yep.
Here's a note from the Elite Realty text line, our friend AI. Free groceries at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Yeah, he had me on the free groceries. You know, his alma mater is looking for a head football coach now. You saw that last night where Dampier took the Pontotoc job.
Oh.
Yep. So Houston High School.
This golf, another listener says, this golf discussion has Chad and Chevy Craig ready to hit the links. No Judge Smells required. Judge Smells.
If there's ever a sales pitch for playing golf, look at where they go in their tournaments.
Gosh.
I know. Puerto Rico, San Diego.
Okay.
Cabo.
And I didn't want to be Debbie Downer, but
Hawaii.
Yes. Well, no, but I'm just saying these days with everybody trying to save money and with the NIL and everybody's trying to save, and some of these programs that don't generate revenue, is that a concern, Drew, going forward for some of these non-revenue sports?
Well, I mean, it all depends on the budget, right? So they set the budget. They stay within the budget. Everybody knows if you take a trip to, let's just say I'm going to Denver, Colorado, or if I go to Miami, if I go to Puerto Rico, Puerto Rico might be cheaper sometimes to fly in there, and Cabo's not that expensive as well, and the teams get the deals and stuff like that. So, you know, as long as you're staying within the budget, until they start hitting the budgets, I think golf is going to still do what they do. But I'll tell you, football coaches came in the office all the time with me. Coach Freeze would always ask us where we're going. They're always super jealous. We're not playing in stadiums in Baton Rouge.
and Ole Miss has made a substantial investment in facilities over there as well.
Yeah,
and a lot of that has to do with Coach Incas and Coach Malloy and you know, their fundraising efforts while I was still there. We spent a lot of times in a lot of days, nights, and in people's living rooms talking to them about what they can do. And they've raised a lot of money. You go over there, you see that par 3, that replica hole of Augusta National number 16. It's a beautiful, beautiful facility. So the players love it, and the players want to play there. So especially for that coach, for sure.
Yeah.
And, you know, something occurred to me. We had Rick Colliger yesterday, 23 years as head coach. This is the 11th season for Coach Malloy. And the longevity and
stability.
That, you know, consistency to develop in your culture, Drew, has to be huge.
Yeah, and it's what's, you know, it's really helped the whole program together. Myself and Coach Higgins, we came in Malloy's second year, okay? And I'll never forget, I had no idea what was going on. It's my first time ever coaching, and I was a golf pro in Augusta. And I sit down, and Coach Malloy sits in front of me and says, "What can I do for you? What can I do for you? You know, I want to make this program better, women, everybody together." And, you know, so Coach Incas has been there 10 years. He's been there 11 years. It's a big deal. And that's why, you know, people ask me, how's the golf programs? I mean, the golf programs at Ole Miss are the best in the country. So it's really neat to see.
I mean, and it's not something we focus a lot on.
Yeah.
Unless, you know, you go over there, you play, it's fantastic. And
phenomenal.
And your connection with it has been a huge thing for our show. We appreciate you. Thank you, Drew. Someone just mentioned on the text line. That was Jared in New Albany. Yeah. Yeah, great get today. Mr. West has come forth with the answer to today's trivia query.
Here we come.
We weren't even close.
Okay, no,
we're
not. How about a hint?
I was thinking like Nick Chubb.
Give us a team. Give us a team.
Okay, I'll give you two teams that these two players that were running backs drafted in the first two picks and went on to the Super Bowl. So they were obviously a number one or two pick, and they went on to the Super Bowl. Saquon is one of those, right?
Okay, right.
All right. There are two others. Indianapolis.
Dickerson? No. No.
It was
late 1990.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. Marshall
Faulk. Wow.
Really? Very nice. Marshall Good job. Faulk. San Diego State.
San Diego.
The other one.
I didn't know he was drafted so high.
I would have never guessed.
What?
But it makes sense. New Orleans Saints, I believe he participated in a Super Bowl. Not Ricky Williams.
Reggie Bush.
Reggie Bush.
Oh. Reggie Bush, yes.
Reggie.
USC.
Never would have thought of that one.
Bush.
Yep. They gave him his Heisman back, right?
Yeah, they did.
I think he finally got it.
Running backs just don't get drafted as high nowadays.
Not in this day and age.
No. Quarterbacks and wide receivers.
Running backs are sort of interchangeable. I mean, look at the difference Saquon Barkley has made on that Eagles team. I think they're going to win the game.
Yeah.
I think they're going to win the game unless...
Hey, fly Eagles fly. The Flying Fettermans.
Yeah, something's going to happen. Something's got to give. They're going to need a 2-3 touchdown lead in the last 5 minutes. Sure. But they're going to win the game.
To offset
the stripes.
Am I right?
Yes.
The zebras.
All right, let's see. Time machine time.
Uh-oh.
I'll go first.
Okay. The year was...
1932... The first Olympic dog sled race is held at Lake Placid, New York. It is just a demonstration sport. What? I think Pepper and Bogey could take a run.
I just wonder if these are like...
Get lady in there?
Like dogs.
Yeah, ladies in.
Dog sled race.
Yeah. Hey, everybody, when you think of Lake Placid, don't you think of right away? Do you believe in miracles?
Do you believe in miracles?
Yeah.
Jim McKay.
Yeah, and Al Michaels.
Al Michaels.
Yes. Yeah.
That was it.
1958, Ted Williams becomes highest paid player in Major League Baseball when he re-signs with the Boston Red Sox for $135,000.
Wow.
Yes.
Colmar's going to make that this morning.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. 1971, American astronaut Alan Shepard, the first ever to hit a golf ball on the moon.
Bink.
Back it up.
We've had this discussion many times, my friends. It had to be faked.
Come on.
Why? He needed an anti-gravity suit, or what would happen on the moon?
Okay.
He would float away. There is
no gravity.
How did the golf ball stay in front? You put a golf ball down, wouldn't it?
Yeah. My only thought about it is swung.
Is this an anti-gravity ball that Titleist came out with?
In 71, technology.
Maybe it was heavier. Maybe it was made out of steel center.
No. Maybe
I've tried to swing in like a uniform before, like a military, and it is not easy. So was he swinging like 1 mile an hour?
And I just don't understand how the ball. Never mind.
Anyways,
I'm not.
Welcome to Conspiracy Theory Hour.
It is
2005 Super Bowl 39.
Yeah,
New England Patriots beat the Philadelphia Eagles 24-21. The MVP. One Deion Branch.
Well, the Eagles have come close a lot.
Yes.
Yep.
Haven't they?
Yep. Drew, can I have this last one?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, of course.
2011 Super Bowl, Cowboy Stadium. The Packers beat the Steelers 31-25. Aaron Rodgers, the MVP. I remember that one very well. Hung out with my brother. We went to the game.
You performed at halftime, I thought.
Yes. I did not perform at halftime. No.
Was that the Janet Jackson one?
Janet Jackson one was back before 2005. It was
tonight,
2003.
Black Eyed Peas.
2003.
We had them at
Eyed Peas.
Yeah, we had them at halftime. Yeah, and we were in a Steelers section, too. There was like Steelers rally towels were all around us. Oh, my gosh.
The rally towels.
Yes.
But you were at the Super Bowl.
But we were at the Super Bowl.
It's a wonder you weren't beaten.
Yeah, no doubt.
Right?
Will gets a little aggressive and starts laying hands.
Yeah, my poor brother had to stand up.
I remember when you went to that game, sir.
Yeah. Oh, it was unreal.
And you were on a cloud nine.
Oh,
buddy.
Incredible. Incredible.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers. They were able to hold him off at the end.
Yeah, if I'm Aaron Rodgers, I'm not coming back to play football.
No, why would you? Why? You don't need another penny
in
your life.
Doing, no. Man? What are you doing?
No.
He's bored.
Just wants to, I guess.
I could be bored and not get my brain.
How many MVPs? Yeah, you know, seasonal MVPs, probably two or three.
Yeah.
Super Bowls, MVP, got it. I mean, he's checked all the boxes.
He's a Hall of Famer. Yeah, first ballot.
First ballot.
No question.
Yeah.
No question. I did, you know, just don't know why somebody would hang on, especially in a job that dangerous.
Yes, and getting tattooed. I mean, that offensive line, I mean, he was under fire.
How old is he?
40.
Dude, he's 40, at least. I mean,
yeah.
And he's not going to play for a contender.
I know what 58 feels like. I can't imagine getting hit at 40.
Gosh. 40, right? I did want to
mention. Getting out of bed at 58 is painful.
Yeah, speaking of golf, we're 61 days from Masters Week, gentlemen. Drew, I want to ask you about Rory's win at Pebble. He looks like he's back, my friend.
Yeah, he's back. And, you know, there would be no other better winner this year at the Masters. And
would
I said
there
this
not?
For 3 years now, Rory McIlroy. Win the Masters this year, brother.
I heard
sprinkle
a great.
It.
I can't sprinkle it because he's known to blow up. But
if he can putt.
Oh, he was putting the other day, wasn't
right,
he not?
He was,
yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, and I heard Rocco Mediate on his show with Alice Cooper, which is called Rolling the Rock.
Yeah.
And it is
which is a great pairing of two people.
It is. That is gold.
Oh, wow.
It's almost as good as this show.
Yeah.
Almost.
Yeah, it approaches it.
But
yeah.
Rocco was talking about on 14, the par 5, big dog leg right, if I'm not mistaken, all uphill, 5 million yards.
14?
14 at Pebble.
Oh, 14 at Pebble. Yeah.
Rory goes driver, 7-iron. In wind.
Oh, wow.
And Rocco was saying his ball flight and the way he was hitting it at Pebble, he looks like he's primed to contend at least and get that Masters win to complete the slam. No?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the thing is there's no better driver of the golf ball, and he hits a high draw, so the Masters – you know, really likes that high draw from a right-handed golfer. So, come on, Rory. Come on, get that putter hot. I'm rooting for you. Green jacket would look good on you, buddy.
Alice Cooper told a story about Tiger and Charlie Woods, and Charlie was trying to learn how to swing like his dad.
Swing like Rory.
Tiger said, swing like Rory.
Don't swing like me.
Don't swing like me.
Yeah, he's not a big guy. He's 5'9", efficiency, hits at 340 yards. Kind of like you, Craig.
Yeah. Carry.
Very similar.
Now, his is 340 carry. I'm 340 rolling.
Correct.
That, right. Just to clarify.
Just
that
the
low
ball.
Whatever. Yeah. I'm a liar. All right. For our friends on the text line, we can't thank y'all enough for saying hello today. Tomorrow, we'll go a little more in depth in Tupelo signees with head coach Ty Harden.
That'd be great.
State champ Golden Wave. We got Brian Rigby back in studio and one Chad Cheddarman will return.
And I'll have AI on camera tonight.
Yes, good luck with the broadcast.
Thank you.
You guys have a great rest of your Thursday. See you tomorrow.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Mid-Delta Auction is holding two March auctions, a spring equipment auction Thursday, March the 20th in Greenwood, plus a retirement auction at Ewing Farm in Anguilla on Thursday, March the 13th. Visit mdauction.com for details on both. That's mdauction.com. We'll see you there.